I think I've shown what I can do. I think, you know, the time that I did have with the ones practicing in training camp, I think that went well. I think we grew a lot each and every day. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's not up to me. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to come in here every day, each and every day, the same person, being a leader for this team and work my butt off and everything else will be handled.
15-minute mark on the Fantasy Brawl. To you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters. We are live at Bowser Chevy until the leadoff show comes your way on this fake football Friday.
How about a Fugazi final Friday?
Yep, but then again, it is the start of high school football in these parts, and that is a local holiday. Circle the kid. Although it's week zero.
You get some big-time matchups like Central.
So why don't they just call it week one now?
Well, because I think, you know why? I think it was because they're not conference or section games. Like,
so what? Week one of the college football season has nothing but non-conference
games.
Why
call it week one? Why not stand out and differentiate yourself by calling it week zero? It got you to acknowledge it.
I think they used to call it week zero because only a few teams used to play week zero, but now everybody does. So just call it week one.
Char Houston, Jeff Morgan. I mean, right. Just continues to be.
I'll be there.
Any line movement on that game? It started out at 10.
It's holding firm at 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Need to find out, like,
I don't know. I might have to text Donnie and see if the line head odds maker might have a late
Jefferson
lineup.
Morgan's quarterback maybe has a nasty case of the runs, and suddenly things really change.
Justin Fields, I've shown what I can do, is what he said. I like Justin Fields. Every account and everything I've heard about him as a person and then how he carries himself around his teammates, he's unbelievably likable. He has a magnetic personality. People want to play with him and play for him and root for him and all that stuff, even though obviously
you have to have a great personality if you haven't had the results yet. Really,
he's 10-28 in his career,
right? You lose 3 out of every 4 games and guys are still like ready to go to the mat for you. You probably are an awesome teammate.
11 out of 10 as a leader has been thrown around with this guy. Okay, so I don't care as much about that stuff. I care more about when I watch Justin Fields play. He usually does a couple of things a game that make me legitimately say to myself, I don't think there's another quarterback on the planet who could have just done that. Like the play that he did against Buffalo where he kept the play alive and rearranged his helmet and then found Fitzpatrick on the sideline. Batch was in awe of that play, calling it. And he's not really one to like get into the hyperbole or exaggerate or go over the top of things. That being said, see, this is what my wife hates when I like give some complimentary thing, but it's just a setup for a criticism. Do you do that?
Do you do this to her?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, she calls me out for it.
So you say like this pork chop is incredible. The braising technique you use, this raisin-based, you know, whiskey sauce is incredible. That being said, the potatoes au gratin and the Brussels sprouts are a little leaving to be desired.
Oh, we had an incident where I thought the salmon needed to go back on the grill.
Didn't go well.
And it did not go well.
Usually the man of the house is the grill master, whether he can really cook or not.
I know, but when your daughter wants to eat at 6 and you're
true
driving,
I'm sure Amanda's better at it than you anyway.
Oh, she is. She blows me out
so,
of the water.
So, no, I don't do what you did there. I don't go that being said because it gets you into trouble.
And these comments, I mean, I honestly think that they deserve, I think he made them yesterday.
Yeah.
Deserve more attention. Because what I hear there is someone who sounds like he is confident in the case he's made to be the starting quarterback and believes that he should be the starting quarterback. And I understand that you bet on yourself and you have to believe in yourself in order to prosper in something as competitive as professional sports. But it's another thing when you articulate that, knowing full well, as you pointed out earlier this hour, that Wilson is getting all the first team snaps in practice. And then the other thing that is not really knowledge there are breathtaking plays, but I don't think he's played great. I don't think he's even played that well in these 2 preseason games. It's not a situation where I would say Justin Fields practice in preseason. He's laid it all on the line. He's let it all hang out. He's played great football. And it's like, all right, now the ball is in your court, Mike Tomlin. Now it's your move. Omar Khan, you get together. Because like when Tomlin got the Steelers head coaching job, this wasn't your original plan, but I just blew you away and knocked you off your feet so much.
We've got to reconvene rethink.
Yes. And Justin Fields, in that little clip, sounds like someone who believes that he's done that. And I think he's got a higher opinion of himself right now than, number one, the rest of the league certainly has of himself. I mean, he was had for a six-round pick that turns into a fourth-round pick only if he plays more than 50% of the snap, which right now seems unlikely. And even if he does, it's a day three pick for you to be a team.
His agent's a headstrong guy, I think, explains a lot of this. And I think he's trying to talk his guy up to him. Like, he's saying, you are the man. You're really good. And I think to what end, you know, he's not going to get traded, obviously, right now. To try to get in the Steelers headspace, I don't know. But
I wonder if you think you're great, mm-hmm. and you think you're doing an awesome job, mm-hmm. and there are things in your game that are obvious issues, if I already think I'm great, me personally,
not going to try to fix those things.
I don't have to. There's a problem to fix. Exactly.
Man, how could he not, though, look at his tenure in Chicago, wins and losses wise, and say, like, obviously it wasn't that good. I went 10-28. Like, I would think that even if you don't believe wins are an entirely quarterback-driven stat, and you could tell yourself, I got bad coaching, I got this, I got that.
I haven't talked to Justin Fields. I do think he believes that the only reason why he was available is because
Caleb Williams.
They lucked into the first pick because the Panthers were so bad.
And it was a Caleb Williams type of player, not
Kenny Pickett.
He could probably even tell himself, if it was Drake May, they might not have done this.
Sure.
Maybe.
My point is, I don't think Tomlin brought up this point very early on in the process where he said, I like these quarterbacks and I like this offensive coordinator because they're scar tissue. The offensive coordinator got fired as a head coach. The other guy got benched and was given $37 million to go away. Justin Fields, you know, was a franchise quarterback who lost his job. I think that's true of the first two guys. I don't think Fields really is damaged by what happened. He doesn't seem or sound like he's humbled by the whole experience of what happened in Chicago. I think he really believes that he's played well enough to be their starting quarterback. I don't think when Trubisky and Pickett and Rudolph were all in this situation, I don't remember Kenny or Rudolph sounding so sure of themselves in like the quarterback derby. Do you?
Last year specifically?
No, 2 years ago last year it was Kenny was the starter because he was in
his
second year.
Kenny, his rookie year, I think, did the rookies should be seen and not heard or whatever, and just went out there trying to do his thing and wait his turn. I don't remember. I think Rudolph would occasionally say, like, hint at.
He was miffed by.
He would hint at the fact that he thought he deserved better than what
they
were
giving. That he was not getting an opportunity, but he didn't say, like, I think I've done enough to be this team's starting quarterback.
I guess my takeaway from what Fields said yesterday is ultimately the second sort of thing that you said. I mean, I've heard nothing but good things about him, too, so I would echo all of that. But it's like, dude, if you think that you've put enough on tape to be the starter, then me, the observer, and you, the player, have wildly different opinions on the quality of that which we've seen.
I wanted to hear him say, I need to go out there and have a big game. I need a statement game here. I'm game planning for this game like my life depends on it. It might be a silly preseason game where you've got Pompeiani and
he probably looks at Wilson and feels like, well, I made the play. Like, I got hit in the pocket, then escaped and made a big throw down the field or whatever. Like, maybe if he hits the touchdown on the post route and doesn't overthrow it badly, maybe you could at least squint and say he's clearly made more big plays and done more things than the other guy.
But even then, Chris, we've got legitimate people who are looking at the All-22, who see what he's doing on a play-to-play basis, and they're like, he's missing things.
I'm very underwhelmed by him as a passer. I don't see any growth there. I don't see any growth in Justin Fields at dropping back. Now, again, you have to take it with a grain of salt. It's preseason. We just said their coordinator doesn't care about this and is putting vanilla stuff out
there.
Well,
hold on, though.
Justin Fields has still been the guy who holds the ball too long and all that stuff.
But Smith admitted that for Fields and for that part of the game, he was putting more stuff in for him.
Well, specific tailored to him, i.e. designed run game.
Yeah, because he's not a conventional or traditional running back. You know what I mean?
Like, Freudian slip. But said he's not a conventional or traditional running back.
Or quarterback. Well, yeah, right. He is more of like a runner. So, I mean, I would expect that you don't have to let the cat out of the bag completely and show everybody your hand, but
I think the agent is behind this, though, by the way, at the end of the day. If you want to, yeah, you want to get your guy like
more. Well, then you need to, then Justin Fields needs to get some people around him that just don't tell him how great his farts smell.
I think the agent wants to continue keeping up appearances like this is still Justin Fields, a guy who was a first round pick, a guy who's an electrifying athlete. I think the agent is very hell bent on selling that idea publicly, even when he's not technically negotiating a new deal for the guy. Like that's how I read this, because the confidence is one thing. The idea that you've got nothing to prove is just not based in reality. You absolutely do.
Here is Mike Florio with us from Wednesday. His take on what the Steelers should do with Justin Fields. Dom? Oh, we got Dom. Oh. We caught Dom with this. See, I didn't want to warn him this time.
You wanted to see
I wanted to see how quick on the trigger he was.
Well, like, that was reasonably quick.
Like, I'll tell you what.
They have a button for this on Joe and Zeiss. But, the Zeiss pause button.
But that's how they took down Bonnie and Clyde.
They didn't tell them they were going to come and shoot him dead?
No, there was a guy that had the Texas Ranger or whatever down there.
Walker?
No, was not. What's the actor's name?
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris. The guy had an extremely quick draw, and he took them both out.
I thought Bonnie and Clyde died in like a hail of hundreds of bullets fired by a...
You're right.
They got ambushed while they were driving by the law.
And they got like...
That thing was turned into Swiss cheese.
I don't actually think it mattered then.
No, it didn't. That guy might have had a quick draw firing at a corpse.
I mean, what weird relationship that had to be.
Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah.
Robin Banks together?
Right.
Do you think it made...
And think about back then. Her name was first. Yeah, I mean, that was a very patriarchal society back then.
Maybe they just went in alphabetical order. Clyde and Bonnie does sound weirder.
True.
Like, Jay-Z ain't writing that song if it's the O3.
Was she hot? Clyde and...
Impossible to tell about anybody from that era, right? The pictures don't exactly give you a ton.
What do you mean?
Like, you can look at, like, a headshot.
She didn't pose for Playboy as
well. They're being very conservative with the dress in general. Like, ankles were scandalous. Two, just the picture. Technology, the photographic technology just did not reveal a whole, like, a lot of the features. They were kind of blunted by the lack of tech. But I feel like you're robbing banks for a living. You're probably not, like, turning down offers to model elsewhere.
I mean, every movie you see or TV show about Bonnie and Clyde, they really make her look like she's smoking. But now I'm looking at these pictures and you're right.
Kind of homely.
I thought Bonnie and Clyde were the ones that went over the cliff in the car. Am I thinking of
Thelma and Louise? Oh my God! Oh.
That's my bad.
Let's hear Florio on Fields.
I don't know what the Steelers are thinking. I think it'd be crazy not to go with Justin Fields. Looking at that offense, the way the offensive line's playing, where do you get the burst? Where do you get the acceleration? Where do you get the excitement? You get it from Justin Fields. All things equal. Give me the guy who can make things happen with his legs. Yeah, the passing is a little erratic. You got to take the good with the bad. Sails the ball over the wide open guy for the touchdown. Two plays later, threads the needle on the sideline. I thought that watching that game on Saturday night, there just was a greater sense of excitement when Justin Fields played. And if the offense isn't going to be what it needs to be, go with the guy that gives you that ability to make things happen.
You know, I heard from somebody who I trust on this stuff that even though Fields is such a great runner, and you think when the pocket breaks down or the play breaks down, he gets out of there, there's pressure, boom, go. If the offensive line is struggling, you prefer that than somebody like Russell Wilson, who holds onto the ball too long and isn't as elusive or athletic as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, someone who watched all of his snaps in Chicago said he doesn't think it mattered. He doesn't think it matters that he would take sacks and make negative plays with a really crappy offensive line. And then when he had a much better offensive line last year.
Well, that's because he still has the same problem. He holds the ball too long. He sacks himself many of the times in the way, like, quarterbacks sacks as a quarterback stat.
You know, that I'm so happy you brought that up, because that's honestly I'm not going to say that offensive line play is unimportant, because that's wrong. That is so true. Offensive line play for the running game is way more important than offensive line for the passing game. Everybody that looks into the analytics of football agrees on that. That quarterbacks have way more to do with their sack total pressures than conversely running backs do.
That's why most
with the yards they create.
And that is why the fact that like a great offensive line can really make or break a running game. That's why all the analytics crowd will tell you, don't pay the running back, pay the lineman, even the interior lineman, who make it possible. Creed Humphrey just signed that.
If Brady has a bad line, he'll adjust for it. He'll get the ball out even faster.
He's the quintessential example. Man, Peyton is specifically due. Peyton would take sacks because he didn't feel like getting hit. He would fall down. How many times did Brady just know where to get the ball out? It would be a pass rush coming for Brady, but he would get it out. If you didn't blow up the middle of the play every time on Tom Brady, it didn't matter how quickly your edge guys got there. Ball's gone.
Coming up next, these are the Aiyuks of our lives. We have an update from a San Francisco insider. And if Aiyuk's not your thing, NFL.com, three wide receivers who could end up in Pittsburgh who aren't named Brandon Aiyuk.
My updated information is that everything is still on the table, including all the trades you've heard about. And I know the Patriots have said, that's over. But, you know, maybe they're less likely. But I think that Steelers scenario where you get picked, flip a pick, get a player from someone else is on the table. I wouldn't rule out Washington. And I know there have been reports that the Commanders are out, but they just traded a receiver. You know, Adam Peters and John Lynch obviously can communicate very easily on this. That's the other team besides the Steelers that Aiyuk has honed in on as where he wants to go. I know people think because something gets reported that it's closed, but I don't think it's ever really closed. I would keep an eye on that.
It's another Aiyuk update. So I feel like I'm obligated to tell you that your heart care matters. Get your heart checked at UPMC Heart and Vascular Institute. Mike Silver, we've had him on the show before. He is the 49ers beat man from the San Francisco Chronicle. His new take is, remember when I told you that the Browns and Patriots were out? Remember when Mike Silver told you that? Mm-hmm. Not so fast, my friend. Everyone is back in. Now everyone has a
shot.
And
now they all got back into the pool.
Including Washington, who has been a personal preference or choice of Aiyuk from the very beginning because that's where his college teammate, Jaden Daniels, at Arizona State. That's where he is, and he's been named the starting quarterback already.
And they don't have Jahan Dotson anymore.
No, they do not, because I didn't think he was good
point
enough.
Of order here, Mike Silver, you're really not giving us a new update. You're just fixing an incorrect old update. Your old updates that all these teams were out, actually wrong.
Well, here's where he'll cover his bases on that. This is fluid. It's a fluid situation, Mike.
This is plasma. This is gas.
It's fluid.
This is solid.
Yeah.
Enough. I know that if Mike Silver somehow heard that, he's the kind of person who would be annoyed with me making that little comment.
Why is that?
I just think Mike Silver is a big fan of Mike Silver.
He's a narcissist?
Would you say that Mike Silver cuts a certain I am Mike Silver? Did you know?
I don't know him well enough.
I don't know. That's just the sense I get from his.
He's out of sight, out of mind, unless we're talking about Aiyuk.
That's the sense.
I'm not concerning myself or fixating on what he says or does, because other than these Aiyuk things.
You're laser focused on Aiyuk, and you're like Sergeant Joe Friday.
Dom, let's hear the Aiyuk day of our lives, please. Get me back in the mood to talk about this.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Aiyuks of our lives.
This more than anything that's happened in sports over the last several years.
The Steelers drafting Kenny Pickett?
I mean, at the time, I tried to give that a chance, so I can't even say that. This has pissed me off from moment one, because I don't think the player is worth the price that they would have to pay. And then it's like, okay, I made my point clear on that pretty much on day one. Like, I don't think this guy is worth it. If I'm proven wrong, so be it. But then I have had to hear a news cycle about this guy, who I don't think is even close to one of the 10 best receivers in the league, that just is never gone and never really changes. You have described it as, it's is the song that doesn't end.
Yep.
And that's what it feels like. It feels like every day I'm going to wake up, either Garofolo or Silver or Ari Myrov, or maybe Dove Kleiman will get into the action this time.
Oh, Dove can't wait to get his hands dirty on Aiyuk.
His hands that we don't think exist because we don't think he's a real person. And they're going to say, Brandon Aiyuk update. And it's going to be basically somebody taking like a thesaurus and just redoing the words from the previous day's Brandon Aiyuk update. There's nothing else to be gleaned there right now. I think you should put a moratorium on this and say, until such time as Brandon Aiyuk is either formally traded to a new team or signs a contract extension with the 49ers or definitively says, I am reporting and playing on the 1 year salary that I am otherwise due, No new updates should
be given. But we're not giving our listeners what they want, because every time we list Brandon Ayuk as a topic to talk about on Total Request Thursday, they pick it.
I know.
They have an insatiable appetite for Ayuk, Chris.
It feels like just I know.
It's like tabloids. It's like reality TV. People claim they don't look at Kim Kardashian's butt. They actually do.
Who claims that they don't look at Kim Kardashian?
They don't watch the Kardashians. I don't watch that show. I don't watch any of that nonsense.
You don't need to watch that show to look at Kim Kardashian's butt. There are plenty of pictures of her butt.
Maybe people don't want to deal with the history on their phone.
Have you heard of incognito mode?
I don't know how to use it.
Oh, sure.
I don't.
Yeah, definitely. I believe that one.
Okay, so if you're not feeling Ayuk, NFL.com, 3 wide receivers who could be a Steeler by the end of the month. 3 names for you. One of them you've heard before. And one of them is a guy that Ray Fittipaldo thinks actually is on their radar. Kadarius Toney.
Wait, that's the guy Ray thinks is on their radar or no?
Yeah, because he said to us that that's the type of guy that Tomlin would go for. He's a former first-round pick.
Yeah, I think that
pick.
Would be a huge mistake by Mike, because Kadarius Toney appears to have 2 things working against him. He seems like not a very likable or good teammate. He also, and this is the one that really goes against him, seems to suck at football. Really suck at football.
But he's a former first-round pick, and there's pedigree.
Yeah, okay.
And there's Tomlin always looking
Mike's,
like, I can be the...
Mike's arrogance in that regard.
The wayward
I think
souls.
Just, the, really? Because how does that work with some of these guys? LeGarrette Blount. Melvin Ingram wasn't even a wayward soul. I mean, it's going okay.
I would say he rehabilitated Tyson Alualu. I mean, he was a bust in Jacksonville.
He was an ultimate good guy. I'm talking specifically about like character issue type guys, and Toney kind of seems like a guy who's not a great teammate.
How about Antonio Brown? Taking a flyer on him in the 6th round.
Again, back in 2010, I didn't even know that Antonio Brown had baggage. And yes, obviously that one worked out until it spectacularly did not. I don't know.
And being part of 2 penalties on his first preseason snap last week, totaling negative receiving yards for the game, Toney has encapsulated his Chiefs experience at this point.
There's a Chiefs player I would actually much rather, receiver, I'd much rather see them take a flyer on if the guy was made available, and that's Justin Ross.
Yeah, but I don't think he... Well, no. Maybe he is, actually.
I would absolutely rather try to
put that's
on
not,
Justin
he,
Ross.
Justin Ross from Clemson did not make this list. Kadarius Toney did. So did Tutu Atwell. Rams wide receiver.
He's a very small guy, is he not?
He is diminutive.
Isn't he like 5'6"?
Former 2nd round pick.
But isn't
he started 14 games last year because Cooper Kupp wasn't healthy.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a slip.
I know.
He was busy watching something.
McVay said of Atwell, his role is to be determined.
It might be on another team. That's why it's TBD. He is a small dude. Is he not like listed at about 5'6", 5'7"? He is a really little guy, I thought.
He is, but he is a speed merchant. He is 5'9", 165, man. He's Calvin Austin sized. He's
bite-sized
wide receiver.
He's a bite-sized wide receiver, exactly.
He is better than Austin.
I know he is. That's why he was a 2nd-round pick. I get that he's
I don't think Austin does anything well. I was wrong about him. He's not a good return man. He's going to be their punt returner by default because Watkins couldn't hold on to the ball. In the last 9 games in 2023, he had 3 catches. I know it was in the Canada offense and their quarterback.
I just feel like somehow if you put Calvin Austin in the Niners offense, or not even that one, but if you put him in like the Lions offense, I won't just use Shanahan. I'll use Ben Johnson. Or if you put him in the Chiefs offense, or if you put him in even the Bills offense, maybe most smart guys, I think, would have figured out a way to exploit him. But even as I say that, then you know who he reminds me of the most, even though this guy was way more dynamic in college with the ball in his hands. Like, did anyone at the NFL level really figure out how to use Tavon Austin? No.
And well, that's the last guy on this list is Dwayne Eskridge from Seattle, who is not going to make their team and was drafted in the 2nd round as a jack of all trades kind of wide receiver. And the feeling there is that he's going to get cut.
Man, just everybody's dumpster. You're going dumpster diving. You're picking out a trash.
I know, but can I actually make an analogy on Atwell that to me is topical because of what just happened with the Penguins. I don't think that Kyle Dubas went into the month of August thinking that he was going to trade Braden Jaeger, but then somebody who was also young, who fits their team better and can help them sooner was available.
Yeah.
So he made a hockey trade to do that. I would look at Atwell in that respect and say, well, no, you're not trading Calvin Austin for him, but it's like
the addition is a football addition.
I'm upgrading. I'm swapping out one small slot receiver. I'm not saying you trade Austin to I'm saying he effectively takes his spot on the roster because he's available and he does the job better than Austin does. That's all.
That's just not very inspiring is all.
But he would look at his numbers last year.
I know
40 catches, 483 yards. Add up Scotty Miller and Quez Watkins and Van Jefferson stats. He would be their number two wide receiver.
All these discussions serve merely to reinforce how bad the receiving core is outside of Pickens.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Coming up next, it's a PM Team Friday draft. It is a fantasy draft. A Steelers-Lions preseason fantasy draft. Friday at 3:30 means it's time for a PM Team Friday draft. No, Donnie. Donnie is part of high school football coverage this year, so we will badly miss him throughout the football season. So we'll pick up the slack. Need your help, too. Intern Dom with us for one more day, then he is off to college, where he claims he is an elite beer pong player.
Really?
Yeah, he can do trick shots behind the back, bounce it off the ceiling.
What's your best trick shot ever, Dom?
The ceiling one is a crowd pleaser. When I posted that on Twitter a few weeks ago, that got a pretty good reaction.
I feel like this is, again, somewhat embellished by
what do you
him.
Mean? It's not embellished.
The 93.7 The Fan beer pong tournament still has not come to fruition. I still think we need to make that happen.
And a lot of the particulars we would want to take part, like Dom, are headed back to college.
Well, it might have to be something when he's on winter break.
A holiday tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, we loved the Christmas basketball tournaments back in the day in high school.
I think we got to do something like that.
All right. This is a real sicko draft, in my
opinion.
It is.
This is something that I recommend, though. You know, you got to watch a preseason football game tomorrow. Want to make it fun with your friends? Have everybody throw $20 in or $100 or something like that and do a fantasy draft for the Steelers players involved in this game. Four positions, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, flex. The only thing that counts are touchdowns. You get a point for a rushing touchdown. You get a point for a passing touchdown. You get a point for a receiving touchdown.
Ugh.
You have the first pick. I have the second pick. Intern Dom is going third. We don't have any fancy NFL films music here or anything crazy because we are on location. And I was late for today's show because of stupid Squirrel Hill traffic.
You haven't let that one go.
No, I haven't because I'm going to...
All right, with the first pick...
I'm a masochist and I will probably punch myself in the balls on purpose.
Do you replay things that you feel like you screwed up in your head weeks, months, years after you did them?
Yeah, and I feel like you do too.
I mean, I replay things I haven't even done yet. I think about and get self-loathing about things that haven't even happened.
All right, who is your first pick?
Fields. I'm taking Fields. Because the third preseason game has the potential to just be absolute trash and a game where, like, a play breaks down or something like that, and he can still make something happen by himself on a play where something breaks down. I'm just taking Fields. I don't even feel good about it. I think he's clearly right now the inferior of these two quarterbacks that are not even...
That's the right pick, Mosey.
I think it's the right guy.
You know, in fantasy drafts, they say to always take running backs early. At least that used to be the consensus.
I did both here. I took a running back and a quarterback.
That's why I'm going to take Najee, because I know Jalen Warren's out. And is Cordero Patterson going to get snaps at running back? I mean, I guess he has to. And then you've got Schlumpkin or whatever the hell his name is behind him. So I'll fill my running back spot with Najee. All right, two to you, Dom.
All right. I didn't know I was doing this, so I am scrambling. Justin Fields was taken. Najee Harris was taken.
Yes.
I'll go Russell Wilson.
Okay. Who's your second pick?
Quarterback, wide receiver, running back, and a flex. One of each. So your quarterback.
Just scintillating analysis here from Dom. You could tell he's already in. I'm ready to buy a 30-rack of Miller High Life.
To be very... Oh, yeah, you just turned 21, too. I should have given you some money for beer.
Oh, he is going to be...
He'll be drinking that Mad Dog like Pomp back in the day.
I see visions of Dom, like, playing, like, going eeny, meeny, miny, mo to pick who he's going to end up with. Because there's just going to be so many options.
Well, to be fair to him, you didn't tell him he was doing this.
Thank you.
All right.
Which makes it even better, though, because putting you on the spot usually means something funny happens.
Like when he said that Bonnie and Clyde were Thelma and Louise. Who's your second pick?
I'm going to go... I'll go Cordarrelle Patterson.
That's kind of boring.
Well, what did you want me to say? Emmett Smith?
That's much better. I'm waiting for Dom to do something with this that I think there is a slight chance of, you know, that it could happen. I guess he'd have to put it for the flex, but we'll see if that actually takes place.
Oh boy.
Oh, it's getting slim. Slim and Pickens are.
Well, I'm gonna take Calvin. I'm gonna take George Pickens and hope that there's some first drive magic from him. Or a big play.
Oh boy. Well,
I've loaded up on guys that are going to be out of the game by halftime, so I need early scores from the Steelers. They might even be out by the end of the first quarter.
Oh, this is just like automatic sicko behavior right now.
All right, make up your mind, Mulsey.
I guess I'll fill my flex with Pat Freiermuth.
Okay. I thought about him.
He
would have been my next pick if you allowed for him to make it back to me.
All right. I was going to say Blumkin. Give me that. What is it? Shamplin? The K throws me off badly there. Shamplin.
Okay. Shamplin.
Do you know what I mean? Like that K just, it's like, remember Maurice French from Pitt and he had two F's in his name?
That is going to be a tongue twister for Pop. Bob's hoping he doesn't.
Shamplin.
Bob's hoping. What did you call him a minute ago? Could you imagine if Bob did that, he'd go unbelievably viral. Barstool would pick it up. I mean, he would be everywhere. New York Post.
That Aaron Blumkin. What a run.
You name it, dude. It would honestly become the story of the preseason if he did that. It would become the biggest story. It would surpass Ayuk and everything else that's happening and become the biggest story in Pittsburgh sports. And if people don't know why we're laughing about this, well, then shame on you.
Probably for the best in some cases.
I'm going to take Connor Hayward. He seems to be a preseason darling.
Oh, do you remember when the guy fooled everybody or fooled some people? What was the guy's name? Benjamin, or no, not Albright. Who was the local guy?
Benjamin Ehrlich.
Yeah. Who said Connor Hayward's inclusion is the holdup to an IU
The guy
deal?
From the Silicon Valley show.
Oh, Ehrlich. Mercy.
I like that guy. All right, Dom, your last two. I know you did extensive prep on this.
Yeah, I need a wide receiver.
And a flex.
My wide receiver, I'll go Scotty Miller.
Okay, he's going back to...
Dom, if you win this, by the way, I will Venmo you $10 for beer.
I'll do you one better. I'll Venmo you $100 if you win.
All right, so that's $110 between the two of you. Perfect.
Yep.
Going to write that down. All right.
Yeah, if Pony promises to Venmo you money, just ask T-Bird, though. It'll take like 3 or 4 weeks.
Who's your last pick, Dom?
So it's my flex.
Yep.
I remember when we did this last year, I said Joey Porter Jr. And
yes.
he had an interception, but not a pick six. So what the hell? JPJ, yes. I'll select yes. again.
That was what I was hoping you'd do, is pick a defensive player for flex. I love it.
He is. Well, now I feel better about the $100 that I was about to promise him. I have to take Kyle Allen because I haven't filled up my quarterback yet.
Yep, kind of a boring one there.
He might get the whole second half, Malzi. That might end up being the pick of the draft.
Give me Dez Fitzpatrick.
Oof.
It's bad.
The people that put out the fantasy preview for this Steelers-Lions game mortified that Van Jefferson didn't get picked. All right, so your team is Fields, Freiermuth, Schlumpkin, and Fitzpatrick. How are we even sure Schlumpkin's going to play, dude?
I don't know.
How many snaps did he get in the last game? You have to look that up.
He got a handful, I think.
I've got Najee, Pickens, Hayward, and Allen, and intern Dom has Wilson, Patterson, Miller, and JPJ.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.